Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, let's just shoot from the hip real quick, okay? A lot of times I have a plethora of tabs up, and I want to hit this topic and that topic, and I want to share as much information as I can with the hour that I have. And there's a reason they call this the fastest hour on radio, and that's exactly why. I want to make sure that you get what I have got. Because remember, I cannot give what I don't have, right? But interestingly enough, you were just hearing about how 6 million people have died from COVID. That is not true. It's just like the Spanish flu, friends. Donald Trump parroted false data and saying the people that lived were the ones that were vaccinated. The truth of the matter is those that were inoculated were the ones that were in fact found dead. 99% of the deaths that are equated to COVID are from the experimental jabs. Did you hear what I said? 99% of those that they say died from COVID died from the experimental jab. Let me say it one more time. 99% of those liars, John 8:44, and the mainstream media and the useful idiots that are promulgating this propaganda, trying to push forth this agenda by selling to the people on a global basis that 6 million people died from COVID. 99% of those that died from what they call COVID, in fact, died from the experimental jabs. I have in front of me right now, friends, on Health Impact News, brand new. Brand new report just showing you the young, the healthy people continue to die at their experimental jabs, right? You're not hearing a word or a peep from the mainstream media. They found that 24,827 cases were vaccine targets, COVID-19, where the patients died. Gives you the statistics on this page. Also, if you go over to the UDRA Vigilance European Database, COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions, 40,788 have been found dead. Okay, 3,771,826 injuries through February 26th, 2022. Okay. Again, this is all the information that they mean to withhold from the people. And it gives you the exact numbers of how they died, what they died from, so on and so forth. Okay, the adverse side effects. So again, I just want to make this live radio and give you the information that the mainstream media is in fact telling you the opposite concerning what the facts of the matter are, the truth of the matter are, Isaiah 5:20. They're liars, friends. And this is pushing forth a genocide. Okay, just again, so we all understand what's going on now. I also want to hit another topic. It tells us in Deuteronomy 28:24, it tells us the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust from heaven, and it shall come down upon thee until thou shalt be destroyed. Now, I played this before, but I see a lot of posts about chemtrails. People are waking up to chemtrails, okay? And the fact of the matter is, friends, much of the stuff that's being sprayed down upon you is causing respiratory problems, okay? I want to bring you over to a piece that the mainstream media did, and I'm high-fiving them for doing so, but it was the truth of the matter, and I believe more than anything they blurted the truth out in their confusion. But again, I want you to see this on social media platforms, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. Again, this is the mainstream media highlighting chemtrails, okay? You ready? Here we go.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Baseline News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Bell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky, and it was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
Because we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
This is water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium. 6.8 parts per million.
High level of barium. Medical particles.
Set by the EPA.
Armed
metal
with
particles.
Results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual. But at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public,
there you go,
point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969.
Your government is spraying this down on populations.
Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years.
Isn't that crazy?
So could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but I'd like to know what it is.
KSLA News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977 back in 2001 under the Space Preservation Act.
Conspiracy, huh, folks? Yeah, Jeremiah 11:9. Is it a theory? Nope.
And, you know, it turns out until 9 years ago, the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on
baloney.
The American public under specific conditions. Only a public outcry repealed part of that law, with some exceptions.
Okay, so there again, we've seen this before, friends, especially those that have listened to the and watched the show. And so we can see that it's confirmed. No one's denying it. No one's calling it a conspiracy theory. But, folks, you need to consider the source. We know who's doing this. This is your military that's being paid to spray down chemicals on the people. Okay? It's also a part of judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. Okay? I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bring you to a congressional hearing concerning the same topic. And, folks, it's quite startling, to say the least, but all the information that you need is out there. Are you going to submit to this? Or are you going to stand up to this? That's your call. 1 Timothy 6:12. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the live feed on SOL Live. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Morning show on the right side, afternoon show on the top left. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, our friend Michael Roach's page over there, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. We're going to be talking about what accuser of the brethren looks like. Everyone is being censored but the mainstream media, and I'm going to show you this. And this has been on me, and it's just, again, here's the Holy Ghost just bringing another thing to the light for the people to understand. But let's go back to the topic we were talking about during the last segment, first and foremost, and then we'll get caught up to the next one. We're talking about chemtrails, right? 2824. I first heard of these back in, probably 99. And it was interesting because I noticed our skies were being sprayed back and forth. The skies looked like checkerboards. And it was rather peculiar to me because it wasn't like it was dissipating. It would cloud up and then it would slowly fall. And I noticed that I would itch and I would notice that my nose would clog. And I started noticing this over and over and over again. And then all of a sudden here it came. Here's chemtrails. And I thought, that's exactly what this is. So I wanted to test it, right? So I'm flying to Tennessee. I'm sitting in an airplane with a military buddy of mine who was a pilot for Delta during that particular time. And while we were flying to Tennessee, all of a sudden, lo and behold, I look to the right and I look at a distance, and there is one of those military planes dropping chemtrail. And I looked over at my friend, and I played stupid to it, right? And I said, hey, what is that they're spraying from the back of that airplane in the wings there? I said, is that contrail? And he looked over at it, and he slowly turned his head back towards me, and he looked at me, and he said, that's not contrail. He said they're spraying something different, and it had an orange tint to it. Sometimes it has a gray tint to it. Well, we just played some pieces from the mainstream media, and they confirmed everything that you needed to know. Now, here's what bewilders me to no end. So we've known about this because they've been doing this since 1968 that we know of. And by the way, when you heard that useful idiot, which, by the way, I'm happy that she gave the report on what she gave the report on. But this useful idiot, when she said the government has the right to do what they're doing. No, the American people, the government, under God, never delegated authority to corruption to spray chemicals down on themselves. Nope, that's not true. It's never been true. Isn't this amazing how ignorant people have become in this country? But they have. So anyways, going fast forward now. Someone sent this to me yesterday. You know, and I got to say this too. When I get, folks, I get mail from people. They'll send stuff to us to relay messages to us to go to websites. And I just want to tell you right off the bat, when I see that, I take it and I rip it up. Because I figure that if you're that much of a coward that you can't call in and tell other people about what needs to be told to other people, warning them concerning what is taking place in their country, you're not worth a dime. The devil can't even use you. I have no time whatsoever as to give to you in any sense of the word. And again, as I shared with you last week, these people want me to drop my plow, and they want me to pick up their plow to do for them what they're too cowardly to do for themselves. Read Revelation 21, verse 8. It starts with you. You go to the judgment, and you deserve the fruit of your own ways. That is called hate, my friend, not love. Put that up against Leviticus 19, 17 when you get a moment. But here, going back to the point, I want you to check this out. This is a congressional hearing, just to bring it a little bit closer, okay? And what I was just saying, now going back to my other point, I'm sorry, but I got three things in front of me right now. Why is it that the American people have known that this has been going on since 1968? And I've known about this since the end of the 1990s. How is it that we're on to 20,000 different other topics than this one topic? And if that doesn't explain to you why we stick to the topics that we stick to and stay on top of them, because there's no sense in going to the next topic until we first deal with the first one. See, but the American people don't do that. The evil men, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 20, it tells us, Proverbs 28, I'm going to go over there real quick. I'm going to give it to you exactly as to how it says it. Proverbs 28, going now. Proverbs 28, and here we go, okay? It tells us that in verse 5, evil men understand not judgment. Okay? They think for some reason or another the government has the authority to do what they're doing. No, they don't. Again, it's never been delegated to them. But we're talking about everything else, but what we should have dealt with. We're still dealing with chemtrails because you're being distracted, again, by your favorite talking heads that are talking about 15 different things brand new every day, when in fact we should be staying that one row until that one's dealt with, sending the message to corruption that we will not submit to your tyrannies, but in fact we will arise and deal with you by bringing judgment upon your head, right? I mean, that's what the Lord tells us to do. Isaiah 51, verse 4. The very heart of God is Jeremiah 9:24. I think of Amos 5:15. And I think of Isaiah again, 26, verse 9. Either we're going to do it His way, folks, the Lord's way, or we're going to end up talking around in a big circle. And this is why we stick to the topics here, friends. We don't get distracted with all these other distractions. They're designed to distract you and to confuse you. Stay the topic, stay the word, see it through, send the message that you're not going to tolerate their crimes. Let everybody know what you're doing, how you're doing it. And when that message is sent that you're not going to deal with corruption in government, it's going to stop. Then you're not going to have all these talking heads talking about all these other things that are left undone. Okay? Common sense comes into play. But let me get to this. I want you to see this. This is a congressional hearing. It's called weather control. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to what is being said. This is in the light. This isn't a theory. This is the videos on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. beforeitsnews.com. And again, let's listen carefully as to what's being talked about in the halls of government. Ready for this?
For Russian soldiers overseas.
Thank you. I'd like to just get on, Mr. Fletcher. Another question in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control
C-SPAN.
Techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own that not only does it exist, but that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
Senator Pell.
I just want to repeat before I turn to...
So, yes, but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans...
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it.
Yep.
And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. The equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the senator's own statement. So, yes.
Coming from Senator Claiborne. Guess what the mainstream media says, even with all the documentation, friends? Of course. Theory. Really? Look up, dummies. Look up. Breathe. Right? How's that working out for you? Yeah, not working out very well, is it? No. Last week, we showed you some videos, moving on to the next point in Ukraine, right? We showed you some videos of how things are being choreographed, staged. Oh, my goodness. A lot of information coming out on who the said president in Ukraine is. And isn't it interesting that nobody's talking about the fact that Biden committed the act of treason with the Ukrainians? Oh, maybe this is what they're doing to divert the people from the guilt of what you tolerate in the People's White House. I bet it is. I bet it is. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
A vessel believed to be carrying over 300 Haitian migrants landed in the Florida Keys. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that the agency, along with the U.S. Coast Guard and local law enforcement, responded to a maritime smuggling event that made landfall in Ocean Reef, Florida. This is USA Radio News. Russia has been blocking stories of the BBC reporting on the fighting in Ukraine.
The Kremlin blocked access to the BBC's coverage of their invasion of Ukraine on Friday. It's accusing the British public broadcaster of undermining Russian stability and security. Hours later, the BBC began to share ways to circumvent the ban using the Siphon app or a Tor browser. Signs of the block emerged after the outlet's decision to fire up shortwave radio broadcasts for the first time since 2008, when the BBC had stopped the transmissions over Europe. The U.S.-funded broadcaster is also subject to Russian censorship. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And as the world heads into the third year of the coronavirus pandemic, there are at least 6 million dead worldwide. Over 960,000 of them are Americans. Brazil has 653,000 deaths, and those numbers could be drastically higher, as China, where coronavirus started, has only reported 6,500 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you guys on a GCN. Appreciate you guys. Getting back to the topics really quick, I just wanted to highlight the fact, again, you're hearing the propagandists push the agenda. 99% of those that received the experimental jab actually died, not from COVID, but from the experimental jab. Okay? You are dealing with some wicked people, some evil people, and they need to be lawfully dealt with. And if you don't want to settle for that, folks, it's coming again. And Bill Gates, one of them that needs to be lawfully dealt with, is already predicting another pandemic, he said. He's already predicting another one. And don't forget about the fact that state governors and mayors are working hook, line, and sinker. They have sold their souls for the 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, because they are doing a rollout right now throughout the United States, friends, trying to implement vaccine passports. And you better put a stop to it for your own sake and for your children's sake, friends. They are trying to give you the keys to the new world order, and that's exactly how it should be stated, just the way I said it. I wanted to let you know as well, for all those that have been swiped or blindsided by that of Fox News and Newsmax, you know, the truth tellers, this is what I continuously try to warn the people of, but we just found out, friends, that Fox News and Newsmax took money from the federal government, your money, they stole your money, gave it to these outlets to lie to you. Just so you know, that's the truth of the matter. But Fox News and Newsmax took, it states, Biden's money to push deadly COVID vaccines to its viewers. Of course. Of course. If they're not preaching against it, friends, they're guilty of it. And I know what you're used to. I know what you're used to, friends. Here, this is what you're used to. People that operate foreign to the United States Constitution. People that are not there to uphold the law, but are tearing down the law, attempting to recreate it in their own devilish image. That's what you're used to. But you're used to it because you put up with it, okay? Here's one of your friends that doesn't know the Constitution. Notice her lips, notice her eyes, and notice how goofy she acts. She literally comes across as being one that's on drugs.
Show, Americans deeply pessimistic about the
economy. Look at her mouth. Look at her swallowing.
Only going to rise with what's happening on the energy front with this war. What do you attribute to that? What the decline in the president's polls, even on COVID, on how he's handled it, what can he do to turn this around?
Well, I think tonight's going to be very important, because for people to appreciate what the president has done and it working together with the Congress, they have to know what it is.
What is it that, Americans, if you're watching this, what is it that you don't see?
You can accomplish almost everything without it practicing nothing.
But people has been there for decades doing the same things, acting in what? A foreign fashion to the United States Constitution. And again, friends, when does it stop? It stops when the people have had enough of it. That's when it stops. And not until then. Okay? Notice what she said. Pelosi dismisses Biden's horrific poll numbers, okay, by claiming Americans just don't understand how good of a job that he is doing. Now, I got to equate this to firsthand experience. I was at the RNC in 2012 in Tampa, Florida. And everybody was capping on Obama. And I said, what are you capping on Obama for? You act like he's not doing a good job. Oh, he's not doing a good job. Look at he's creating all these dependents, and look what he's done to the economy and stacking the Department of Homeland Security with Muslims and entertaining the foreign enemies within the People's White House. I said, yeah, notice you just highlighted all the fruit concerning the things that you let him get away with. He's not failing. He's succeeding. And see, this is what Pelosi's telling you, friends. He's not failing. He's succeeding. And then she goes on to give a quote, and she misquotes it, but it was by that of Abraham Lincoln, okay? And I want you to listen carefully to what Abraham Lincoln said. Now, also pay attention to the fact that nothing's done lawfully. It's just done through public opinion. Abraham Lincoln said, "Our government rests in public opinion." No, it doesn't. But if the people let them get away with it, they'll do it. Okay? He said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Is that what's happening? It is. It is. Why? Because people are no longer ruled by law in this country. Now, speaking of Ukraine, going back to the point that I was talking about during the last segment, he's being exposed like mad, friends, for who he really is. Check this out. This is insane.
The crisis in Ukraine. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry published footage claiming to be of a Ukrainian fighter jet shooting down a Russian plane. But some Twitter users realized that this footage was actually created in a video game called Digital Combat Simulator World, developed by Eagle Dynamics and originally posted as a YouTube video, as confirmed by Reuters. And this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to social media disinformation about Ukraine. So let's look at a few examples.
Again, this is insane, friends. We'll get right back to this once he hits the content here. Check this out.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger tweeted about the so-called ghost of...
Your said representatives.
...an ace fighter pilot who allegedly downed six Russian jets, or as Kinzinger put it, owned the Russian Air Force. Kinzinger wished the pilot, who identified as Samuel Hyde, Godspeed and more kills, without checking the picture that showed American comedian Sam Hyde pretending to be a pilot. Needless to say, he's not. And then there's BBC Breakfast.
Okay, just to show you, those that are giving you misinformation are coming from the mainstream media and your said representatives. This is an expose of how you're being lied to. But again, corrupt politicians along with the mainstream media are pushing this like it's the norm, like it's the facts. No, they are not. Again, back to it.
It was Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But in fact, this is just old footage of a Russian military parade rehearsal near Moscow from May of 2020. You also probably saw images of Ukrainian President Zelensky in full military uniform bravely fighting off the Russian advance in the country's capital.
He's a comedian,
Kiev,
folks.
Person. But in fact, the photos were from April 2021 when Zelensky was inspecting Ukrainian troops in the country's eastern border, nowhere near Kiev, of course. But in this horrific video, we see what many media outlets described as a Russian tank purposefully swerving off course into oncoming traffic to squash a Ukrainian civilian in Kiev. Miraculously, the driver survived. And many people on social media spotted that it wasn't a Russian tank, but rather a Ukrainian armored vehicle, noting it was probably an accident. And of course, you must have seen this viral video of a Ukrainian father sending his daughter off to safety as he stays to fight Russia after Russian forces entered Ukraine. The media pounced on these heartbreaking images without saying that the footage was actually filmed before Russia started its military operation, after the breakaway leaders in Donbass advised evacuation. The girl is being sent to Russia to seek refuge rather than fleeing their forces. There are so many more examples, but the most telling are the tons of fake images circulating online of Russia bombing Ukraine that are actually images of NATO's bombing of Yugoslavia, Iraq, and others. It would be impossible to show them all, but it is ironic.
Is that crazy, folks? Who's giving you fake news? Isn't that interesting? Who's giving you the fake news? I have an image here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Before it's news.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to see this. And I will paint the picture for you literally. It is a woman sitting in front of a backdrop of a pleasant setting, and behind it, it is a war-torn country, okay? Remember how I was talking about on Saturday where Ralph Waldo Emerson said, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war, I'll create the war? It's exactly how it's being done, okay? Always question the news that you are given, friends. Always question, regardless of who it is. And here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I'm just here to tell you, friends, we are here to tell you to cross-check everything that we are telling you always. See, isn't it interesting, segueing perfectly into what I want to highlight today, isn't it interesting that the fake news, the mainstream media outlets are never censored? So you know what I did? I just got a little curious, and I started to do my homework, like I usually do. And I know I'm being led, Romans 8:14, and I end up just exactly where I want to be, and I find exactly what I want to find. Because, again, not my idea, just being led by the Holy Ghost. Notice that MSNBC, they have the lowest ratings out there along with CNN. The president just left. Another president just left CNN. They have defectors now going over to Project Veritas for the information that's needed to the people that need the facts. But here's MSNBC. Isn't it interesting? They're not censored. Wow. That's crazy. Let me go over to Fox News really quick. I want to see if they're being censored. Is Fox News being censored by Facebook? Or the big tech companies? Of course not. Folks, look at this. They have 18 million. Isn't that interesting? They're not being censored neither. Let's go to ABC News. Come on. They got to be ones that are being censored right now. I mean, they have to be because they lie all the time, just like CNN does. Facebook is surely have had to have known and have the information that we have that they are giving forth misinformation, fake news. Oh, nope. There they are. 14 million followers unimpeded by Facebook, promulgating the same message and driving the same narrative that the rest of them are. Well, how about CNN? Come on. CNN, they have got to be ones that have surely, for all the times that they have been exposed, Luke 12:2, for lying to the American people, they've had to be sued out of business, right? Oh, no. Go to Facebook. They're all there. Unimpeded, friends. Unimpeded. Isn't that crazy? Whoa. Wait a second. So what's going on here? I mean, these are the ones that have been busted and have been sued over and over again for lying. But who are they targeting? Those that tell you the truth and expose them for who they are. Oh, just hang on a second, folks. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Isn't that crazy? So I took the time to go through the mainstream media to show you that they're completely unimpeded. They're not being blocked. Folks, they're not being censored. Doesn't this bother you that people that are telling you the truth are being censored? Oh, it bothers me greatly because we're finding out that more outlets are shutting us down. Why? Because, again, you need to understand this is not aimed at Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty alone. It's aimed at you. It's all aimed at you, Americans. And you better get your game on, because once they take that freedom of speech away, you are going to be led as sheep to the slaughter. That's just the facts of the matter. Like it or not, it doesn't matter. It's true. I want to show you what we're dealing with over here, because if I can find it, and it's interesting, I'm looking for our said page right now to show you what it is that we have to deal with. Here we go. I want to show you our page, okay, that they call fake news, okay? Here, this is what they did. Your page has been unpublished, okay, for what? Telling you the truth, okay? 770,000 friends. They stopped this about 3 years ago. I'd be easily at 3 to 5 million right now. But this is what they're doing. Impeded. Blocking the way. Censoring. Illegally. Okay? This should bother everybody. Okay? But again, you already know that six corporations worldwide control the narrative. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I'm going to take John really quick for the sake of making it your show. John from Missouri, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Welcome, Bradley Dean. You're so on fire today. I just had to call in, just like you requested.
Thank
you're
you.
Tired of people sending in emails stand, blah, 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 call in and say your piece and explain everything and kind of stand by what you're wanting to share with everybody. And I'm here to do that. And I would like to share with you today WiseParis.com and Wise and Associates. This gentleman, he would make a great speaker on your show, or a guest. And what he does is he does this revocation of election. And I'm signing up for him. I'm doing it myself because I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. And I am divorcing the federal government, which will allow me to become a son or daughter of liberty and free up more money so I can do more things. And it's totally legal. You can check it out. And a judge will send a court order to your work, you know, saying, you know, you don't need to pay any more of these. You know, you're not going to be a part of this.
Okay. Why don't you become
an American nationalist.
Why don't you do me a favor, John? For the sake of time, why don't you go ahead? Will you go over to info@sonsoflibertyradio.com and send me that information? This is a conversation that we should have really quick. Again, info@sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm not being rude. I'm trying to stick to the topic. Let's get back to the topic. We're talking about fake news. Mainstream media outlets are never censored. Never censored, friends. Just those that tell the truth are the ones that are censored. Now, I want you to listen to Tacitus, okay? He was a Roman. He said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. So you see the gay agenda. You see the ACLU, the SPLC. You see these other subversive organizations trying to shut you down. And then you see the corrupt Supreme Court go along with their subversiveness in pushing forth an agenda and tearing down American law to further enslave you and to wield your chains incrementally, little by little through that siege, right? Isn't that interesting, folks, how this is all in play? Speaking of the Supreme Court, have you not seen that they're rejecting all of those that are going back to the Supreme Court and saying, you need to tell the state to quit enforcing vaccine mandates? Guess what they're doing? They're ignoring them. See, they only pick up the narratives that, or they only pick up the topics that fit the narrative. Folks, the Supreme Court is not the final say. They are not the final arbiter. You have the power to remove them. You have the power to prosecute them. Every single one of them, including the president. Listen, if the president can be impeached, a Supreme Court injustice can surely be impeached. Read Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. If you didn't get that, rewind the show and listen to it carefully. Okay? For all of the illegal censorship going on here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, from Facebook deleting our page of 770,000 followers to Google expunging our content, I'm not kidding you. I had to dig into how the mainstream media and their useful idiots deal with censorship. So here's the short of it. They don't have to deal with it because they work for the same criminals that are doing the censoring. Do you understand? They're a part of the problem. Listen carefully. We are grateful to the Washington Post, to the New York Times, to Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. They should have used the word deceptions. It would have been impossible for us, saith the powers that are tolerated, to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries. David Rockefeller, who is now in, by the way, he's in hell now, where he belongs, okay? This was in Germany, 1991, in Baden-Baden, okay? Again, I want you to understand that the mainstream media operates under the umbrella of six corporations, GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. I also want to play a piece here, friends, concerning of an individual that is known by many. His name is Milton William Cooper. He's gone now. And he had shared some vital information that we all need to hear. And I want you to hear it for yourselves, and then I'll finish out the show during this final segment. Okay? Here's William Cooper. Listen carefully, friends. Vital information, to say the least.
On the media as it is today, either.
Oh, of course not. All the media in this country, radio, television, and print,
is all owned by five corporations.
This is in the 90s, folks. Now it's six.
That own the media, are owned and controlled, and members of the Council on Foreign Relations sit on their board of directors. Remember, if you go down and you trace the ownership of a station or a newspaper, and you get to a corporation, remember that somebody owns that corporation, and it's usually another corporation. But when you trace the interlocking of all these things, when you get to the top, there's five. And all journalists know that there's some things you don't write about, and you don't talk about, because you'll lose your job. And that's where the control is. And that's why they pay anchormen like Dan Rather $2 million a year. Because he doesn't question them. He knows that if he goes against them, he's going to lose $2 million a year. Do you think a man that looks pretty and sits in front of a TV camera for the 6 o'clock news is worth $2 million a year? No way. I don't care how long he works, and I don't care what he does. There is no job worth $2 million a year.
Yeah, he's right. And what I want to do is I want to go over and verify the very things that he said are absolutely true. And this is Dr. Udo Ufkat, and I want you to hear him for himself, friends.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and
this is your mainstream media globally, friends.
But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return. And I'm going to stand up and say, it is not right what I have done in the past.
So he apologized, friends, because he repented, right? Matthew 3:2. The fact of the matter is, a year and a half later, he wrote a book exposing the CIA corporations. I'm sorry, in the control over the corporations, and he was mysteriously found dead, just so you know, okay? But what we did today, friends, is we highlighted the fact that there's no censorship for Fox News, none for MSNBC, none for ABC, none for CBS, none for NBC. And if that is not quite telling, I don't know how to help you, friends. Remember what Tacitus said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. See, corruption is censoring the speech that exposes them for who they are and for the crimes that they are responsible for committing. See, the mainstream media, as I've said, friends, has a long history in covering for them that are responsible, and you must put it to a stop. Furthermore, friends, they must be held accountable for their said crimes against American law. Because in this way alone, will their subversive agendas be put to an end. See, the message that they're sending to all of us, friends, is anybody that speaks out against them is lying. But the other side of that message is they're always telling you the truth, friends. They're the ones that are always telling you the truth. Do you get it? And the fact of the matter is we know those that are telling us the lies are the ones that want you to believe that they're telling you the truth. And that's why I continuously make reference to Isaiah 5:20. We will talk to you in 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you then. See ya.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and sup choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.